Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Tezvav. We are holding on daf Yudal and Amid Beis. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of Yudal and Amid Beis. So again, we're continuing the series of Mishnayos that talk about how a person can violate many averos with a single action. So Haba al Chamoso, someone who could sleep with his mother-in-law, Chayev Aleha, and he'll be Chayev for that act of Bia, Mishum Chamoso, Vikalaso, Ve'eshes Achiv, Ve'eshes Achiyaviv, Ve'achos Ishto, Ve'eshes Ish, Vinida. It's going to be his mother-in-law, his daughter-in-law, his brother's wife, his uncle's wife, his wife's sister, his a stama married woman, and a nida. V'chein haba al im chamav ve'al im chamoso, and also someone who's boel, the mother of his father-in-law or the mother of his mother-in-law. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri omer haba al chamoso chayev ala mishum chamoso ve'im chamoso ve'im chamav. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says that a person could be baal chamoso and will be chayev three different isurim for chamoso, for im chamoso, and for im chamav. So they said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, no, he wouldn't be chayev three times for that, because all of those things are just called a mother-in-law. They're just different forms of mother-in-law. Father-in-law's mother and mother-in-law's mother are all different extensions of that same isur, that shem echad. As Rashi writes, b'chad krok sivi o b'chad lav, hilkachein chilek hatos b'neim, they're all in one pasuk, it's one single lav, and therefore you wouldn't be chayiv separate karbanos for those separate isurim done b'shogeg. The Achronim do raise the kasha. The Rashash raises the kasha. How could these? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri says Baal Chamoso, Yechayv Mishum Chamoso, Eim Chamoso, and Eim Chamav. So they ask, how is it that all of these things are going to be chal zeh achar zeh? All of these isurim are going to be chal one after the other. Once she's usher Mishum Chamoso, so if later on the guy marries his bas bita, how could it be that that it's going to be chal the isur of Eim Chamoso? There's no isur Eim Chamoso, the Isser Eim Chamoso should not be Chal on the Isser Chamoso. Similarly, if afterwards he's by Eim Chamav, how could the Isser be Chal? The Isser of Eim Chamav on Chamoso and Eim Chamoso, meaning Ein Isser Chal al Isser. How, unless there's an Isser Kolel or Isser Mosif somehow, these Isserim should not be Chal on each other. So a couple of approaches that the Rosh Hash suggests. One he suggests is that maybe you could say that they're all Chal in an Isser Kolel, because when Nasa Bas Bita, all of her sisters become Asr Mishum Achos Isha, and because of that, the Isra of Eim Chamos will be Chal at the same time as well. So it's an Isra Kolel Mishnei Shemos, but that's maybe that counts still as an Isra Kolel. Furthermore, the Rosh Hash suggests, maybe you could say that over here it was all bebasachas, that all the Isurim were chal bebasachas, meaning they all made one shliach lekabel hakidushin. They all made one shliach lekabel on the kidushin from him, and he gave a whole bunch of money to do all the Maisa kidushins at one time. So at one time she becomes chamoso, eim chamoso, and eim chamav, because it was one Maisa kidushin that was all chal simultaneously. Okay, but either way, however the mitzias is, somehow you have, if you have all of these relationships bound up in the same woman, so that's the machlokas of Yochanan ben Uri and the Tanakama, whether they're three separate shemos isser or it's a single isser. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, v'sumchus amar davar echad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri thinks you get punished three times, you have three separate chataos for something that's only really one lav in the Torah, and sumchus agree with each other. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri hadi amar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, as recorded in our Mishnah that we just mentioned, sumchus mahi, where do we find sumchus holding a similar shita? Ditnan shachta ve'ezbas bita, va'achar kach shachat esbita, sofik es harbaim, sumchus on mishum Rabbi Meir, sofik shmonim. What if you have the following case? We know there is a halacha osov es benada. You're not allowed to shacht an animal and its offspring on the same day. What if you shecht the grandmother animal, then you shecht the granddaughter animal, and then you shecht the middle generation animal? So the Tanakhama says you get Malkus Arbayim, it's one Isser, you violated the Isser of Elsa Vespino, so you're going to get one set of Malkus. But Sumchus holds that you get 80 Malkios, you get two sets of Malkios. Apparently, even though it's one Shem Isser, you're chayiv for each of the relationships. There are two relationships in that middle generation. It's related to its mother, and it's related to its offspring. So either both, and you're chayiv for both of them. So that's why you're going to get Malkus Shmonim. That's Sumchus. The Achronim asked the Kasha. A lot of the Achronim, the Chassam Sofer, Rav Elchanan, Rav Chaim Ezer, they lost the Kasha that in general, Einus or Chal Lisser. So how could Sumchus say that if you shecht the Bas, you're going to be Lokesh Shmonim because of the Bezi Surim? Once it's Asr to Shech that middle generation because of Osav Espino, because of its mother, so the Isr of Osav Espino because of its offspring should not be Chal on it. It's Ein Isr Chal al Isr. So how could it be that you can be so fake Shmonim that you can get punished doubly, that you can get two Malkios, the whichever was the first to the Isr of Osav Espino, if you Shech the grandmother first, so then this the middle generation should only be Asr, Mitzad the grandmother, not Mitzad the granddaughter. So that we're talking about where you shech them both at the exact same time. So both the Surah Marchal, Babasachas. You always have to come up with such a chitim, so it's either an Isser Kolel, or an Isser Mosif, or an Isser Basachas. So that's what Rav Chanan says. Maybe we're talking about you shech the grandmother and the granddaughter, mamish at the same time. One long knife, and it goes right across the necks of both of them. However, in Birei Adafavir, he quotes the Sefer Halacha Lemoshe, who says that it's difficult to say like Rav Elchanan, because it's yefshel tzamtem. It's possible that the shechita of one of them finished before the shechita of the other one. So he says, no, the real answer is that this is a raya to the shechita of several achronim. The Arsameach in the fourth parak of Malchus Asuros, the Netziv in Rome Sadan, Kiddushin, other achronim who are all mechadesh, that the isser of Einis, the chisaron of Einis or Chalal Isser is only when there are two separate isurim. That one Isser wants to be Chal on another Isser, when there are two separate Averos that we're talking about. But if they're both the same Isser Mamish, then an Isser can be Chal Isser. Over here it's the same Isser. It's also Vespino. It's just being Chal twice. So since it's the same Isser that's being Chal twice, so then everyone would agree that Isser can be Chal Al Isser. The only issue with Ein Isser Chal Isser is when it's two separate Shemos Isurim. Good, so says the Gemara Vaita. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan and Uri and Sumchus agree with each other. Amar Rava, Rava says, no, third line from the top, no, not necessarily that they agree with each other. Dimalohi, Adkal, no, come Rabbi Yochanan and Uri, Hacha, Elim Shum Shemos Muchlakin, Demikriya Chamosu, Mikriya Eim Chamosu, Mikriya Eim Chamav, Avagabe Yosef Espino, Dekulu Yosef Espino, Mikaryan, Dein Shemos Muchlakin, no. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan and Uri would only hold your chayv multiple chataos over here, because the mother-in-law and the father's mother-in-law and the father-in-law's mother and the mother-in-law's mother, it's all the same, it's all separate Shemos Isser. One is your mother-in-law, but they're different relationships. One is your mother-in-law's mother, one is your father-in-law's mother. But over here, Osav Espino is mamish one Shem Isser. Osav Espino is one relationship, it's one Shem Isser. And therefore, maybe even Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri would disagree with Simchus and would say that there would only be one Malkus in this case. And on the flip side, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Dilma ad kan lo kamar Sumchus el gabei v'osav Espino dekufin mechlakin. Maybe only Sumchus would only be mechayiv multiple malkios by the case of Osav Espino, where it's on different bodies, where it's gufin mechlakin. Aval hacha dein gufin mechlakin eimak Rabbi Yavoh am Rabbi Yochanan Sfirle. But in the case of sleeping with your mother-in-law, who's also your mother and also your mother-in-law's mother and your father-in-law's mother, where it's not gufin mechlakin, so maybe he'll hold like Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan, he won't hold like Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri. Tamir Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan she'ira heina zima hi hakas v'asan l'kul and zima achas, that they're all considered one act of zima. You're not chayiv on isha ubita ubaspita ubaspina in one bia, you're only chayiv one. So by chamoso im chamav, it's only going to be one chayiv. Now this last line is very difficult to understand. What does that mean? That by osav espino they're separate Gufin, and by Chamav and by Chamoso and Eim Chamav and Eim Chamoso, they're not separate Gufin. What makes one separate Gufin more than the other? So Rashi says the reason by Yosef Aspino it's called Gufin Muchlakim is because even though the Shchitas HaIsser is only on Guf Echad, because keep in mind what happened, Yishachted the first generation, that was no Isser. Third generation, still no Isser. Then the second generation, and that was two Isserim at the same time. So at the time that you did the Isser, it was really on only one Guf. And that's the case that we're calling Guf and Mechlakin. We say, oh yeah, that's where Sumchus is going to say you have multiple Malkios, because it's Guf and Mechlakin. So what's Pshat? So Rashi explains, since the Isser Shechita was Ba'al Yedei, two other shechitos that preceded it, so it turns out that the cause of the iser, well, of the shechita of this animal, came al yedei two separate gufim, the shechita of generation 1 and the shechita of generation 3. And that's enough to call it gufim muchlakin. Even though when you actually did the iser, it was only on a single guf, that's enough to make it gufim muchlakin. But if that's what Rashi, if that's how Rashi understands the Gemara, it still requires much more analysis, because then why should there be a difference between Osav Espino, where it's called gufim muchlakin, and the Arayus in our Mishnah? By the Arayus in our Mishnah of Chamoso, name Chamoso, you could say the same thing, that even though right now the Maisa Bia is on a single individual, nevertheless, the reason and the cause for that bia is all these different shemos. Is one is through your father-in-law, one is through your mother-in-law, one is just through your wife, that this is your mother-in-law direct. So it's ba'al yidei, different gufim of previous marriages. So why would that not be called gufim mechlakin? Meaning they're both osav espino, and the case of chama ve'em chama of chamoso ve'em chama ve'em chamoso, they're all a single maisa on a single physical being that came about, that only has multiple Yisurim, because it came about through various Gufim. So why would Osav Espino be called Gufim Mechlakim, and not Neim Chama Veim Chamoso? And furthermore, if really Chamoso and Neim Chamoso is not Gufim Mechlakim, so how, you don't need a limud from the Pasuk, that Asa and Zima Achas, like the Gemara quotes, even without that, why would you say that Yechayiv Shtayim Mesvara, it's not Gufim Mechlakim, if you really hold it's not Gufim Mechlakim? So there are two basic approaches I saw in the Achronim about this. Number one is the Aruch Lener, and several others explain that the Vadai Misvara, there's no chiluk between Osav Espino and the Arayos of our Mishnah. And if the Sibas HaIsser is enough to make it Gufa Mechlakim, like by the case of Osav Espino, where you're only doing the actual Shechita on one animal in the middle generation, but the cause of the Isser came from the first generation and third generation, if that's enough to make it Gufa Mechlakim, then by the Arayos also it's enough to make it Gufa Mechlakim. The chiluk over here is by Arayos, there's a Gzeres HaKasov, that Chamosa, Him Chamosa, Him Chamav, that Asana of Zima Achas. It's really all just based on the Pasuk, that they're all considered Guf Achas. So from the Gzeres HaKosov, it's considered only one, but Misvara, had we not had a Gzeres HaKosov like by Osav Espino, we would call that Guf HaMuchlakim. So essentially, in reality, if you have a Maisa Aveira on a single Guf that came about through various other Gufim, that's enough to be called Guf HaMuchlakim. Elamai, by the Arayos case, we have a Gzeres HaKosov that tells us otherwise. That's the sheet of the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Sameach is much more lamed shechiluk. The Aruch Sameach suggests in Yisurei Bia, second paragraph base of Yisurei Bia, he explains the whole Gemara differently. That really the din of Osav Espino is completely different than the din of Arayos. The din of Osav Espino, the Etzem Maisa Iser is not only in shechting the meaning, the Etzem Maisa Iser is done when you shecht the second animal, when you shecht that second generation. Nevertheless, the Shem HaIsser is not a Shechita of a second generation. The Shem Isser is Shechting Oso VeEspino B'Yom Echad, meaning it's a two-part Isser. The Maisa Isser is not just one act. The Maisa Isser is a double act. It's Shechting the mother and the offspring on the same day. So Sumchus holds that by Osav Espino, other shechitos that you did to set up those of Espino is called Gufa Mechlakim, because that's all part of the Maisa Isser. It's all part of the Shem Isser. By Arayos, the whole Isser is the Bia HaAsura, not the fact that you married other women who set up this relationship in advance. That's just what gave this woman the shame chamoso, or the shame aim chamav, or the shame aim chamoso. But that's not part of the Maisa Isser. The previous marriages that made you be related to this woman aren't the Maisa Isser. That's just the hechitimtza that she became a relative of yours. And then it's only when you sleep with her that it's the Maisa Isser. So that's why the Aruch Sameach says that's why it would not be called Gufa Mechlakim in that case. Okay, next Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Kiva. Now we're going to have a series of Mishnayos where Rabbi Kiva asks questions to other Rabbanim. Amar Rabbi Kiva. Shalti Yisra M'gamliel v'Yisra B'Shua B'Itl Shal Imum Shahol Chulikach B'Eim L'Mishnah B'Nosh Shal M'gamliel. Kiva says, I have a story. Once Rabbi Yisra and M'gamliel were going to buy animals for the wedding of Rabbi M'gamliel's son, and I saw them in the market, so I asked them the following question. Nothing to do with meat and nothing to do with the market. He asked them a totally separate question. Haba'al Achosav V'Al Achosav aviv alachos imo. Mahu, chayiv achas al kulon, chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Let's say a person sleeps with his sister, who also happens to be his father's sister, and also happens to be his mother's sister. Well, okay, it's not 100% clear that we're talking about three of the same person, or three different people, but the shayla is, are you chayiv separately, or are you chayiv for just one? So, amlo lo shamanu, avl shamanu, he said, we didn't hear the answer to that question, but we do have a tradition to the answer of a different question that may shed light on this. Haba al hay nashav nidos behelam achas shuchayv al kol achas v'achas. We did hear that if you sleep with five women who are nidos, your five wives who are all nidos, in one period of helam, one period of forgetfulness, you chayv separately for each and every one of them. And the girsa is v'roenanu shadvarim kal v'chomer. And it would seem that if you chayv five separate ones over there, then you should be chayv three separate ones over here as well. So the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the details of the case are and why, in fact, that is a kal v'chomer. Just as a ha'ara, though, in terms of the story over here, that why it's important that Rabbi Akiva tells us the context of when he asked the shayla, the Tosfos Yeshanim writes that the Tosfos Yeshanim over here writes that the Mishnah goes through all of these details to tell us the shevach of the Chachamim, that even though they were Torud, nevertheless they were always Osek B'Divrei Torah. That's what it's trying to teach us. And the Shoshanim Davidge just raises the question, how do I know that they were Osek B'Torah? They were buying a behema. Rabbi Akiva started hacking them and learning. What does that have to do with them being Osek in Torah? How does that teach the shevach of the Chachamim? So in the Sefer Vayikra Avram, again according to the Biur Hadaf over here, he's Metarets, that if they weren't Osek B'Torah, it wouldn't have been Derech Eretz for Rabbi Akiva to ask them questions in Limud. If you have them, they're busy with whatever they're doing, it's not nice to just go over and start hacking them and learning. It must be that they were already Osek B'Torah, they were already holding and learning, and then he started, and that's why he asked them the question and learning. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yardes, in Reish Mem Vav, Sifyud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're not allowed to ask a rabbi, Me Inyan Acher Sheino Osek B'Torah. You're not allowed to ask him something that he's not holding in. So that's why, that's the right, that it must be that and Kal V'Chomer, you would think, if he's not holding and learning at all, if he's not doing anything and learning right now, that you're not allowed to ask him. So maybe that's the raya, that over here they must have already been talking and learning on this issue. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been appropriate, it wouldn't have been nice to ask him this question. Another interesting ha'ara in the Aruga Sabosem, in the Dinei Isser Chalal Isser, he quotes from the Yad HaMelech, who's Mechadesh, that when someone is doing a mitzvah b'mamono and not begufo, when your money is doing the mitzvah and it's not a mitzvah shebegufo, there's no din of mitzvah bo yoser mi mamono. You have mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. You don't have a din of a mitzvah bo when it comes to yoser mi b'shlucho when it comes to spending your money. So the Arugas HaBosim says, no, but you see from our Mishnah not that way. Rav Gamliel was a Nasi. He definitely had other people who could have gone to the market for him and bought animals for him, and nevertheless he went and he bought it himself. So it must be that even though the mitzvah is being done by mamono, it doesn't have to be done by gufo, we still say mitzvah bo yosan ribishlucho. So the Chidon Machzik Bracha points this out and says, yeah, you see that even b'mamono, we say mitzvah bo yosem mi b'shlucho. And that's why he says, the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, in Reish Nun, paskins that every person should prepare for Shabbos, should prepare Tzarech Shabbos on their own. Even if you have a lot of avadim that are able to do it, it's always a maila to be actively involved in the preparation on your own. Magen Avraham says that it's a din, a mitzvah bo yosem mi b'shlucho. And we have various stories of the Gemaras in Shabbos and Kiddushin, where various chachamim went out of their way to go, Kiddushin just says mitzvah yosem mi b'shlucho, but in Shabbos where various chachamim went out of their way to go and prepare for Shabbos on their own. Okay, says the Gemara, Hechidami, what exactly is this case where they asked this shayla where Rabbi Akiva asked the shayla, thank you very much, Rabbi Akiva asked the shayla to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and they said, he asked the shayla about the arayos, the achos, she achos av, she achos imo, and they respond with the hey nidos. If it's like it sounds, that it's three different women, he sleeps with his sister, and then he sleeps with his father's sister, and then he sleeps with his mother's sister, well, of course he's going to be chayiv separate, it's going to be separate chayivim. He slept with three different people. No, what it must be saying is as follows. Haba alachos also shehi achos aviv, shehi achos imo, chayv achas al kulon, or chayv al kolachas v'achas mahu. That was the shayla Rabbi Akiva asked. What if it's the same person who happens to be your sister and your father's sister and your mother's sister? Mi amrin are shemos mechlakin. Do you say, well, it's different shemos sister, and therefore you should be chayv separately? Odilma hare ein gufin mechlakin. Or should you say no, that it's one person, and therefore since it's one person, it's only going to be one chiv? Amrulo lo shamanu. So the Chum said back to Rabbi Akiva, that we don't know about. Aval shamanu abal hei nashav nidos pasachas shu shemechot shechayv al kolachas achas mishum nida v'rinu shadvarm kal v'chomer, that we do know a case of sleeping with five separate nidos where you chayv separately for each of the five separate nidos, and we think it's a kal v'chomer, except now we're going to explain what the kal v'chomer is. Uma habal hei nashav nidos pasachas shi shemechas chayv al kolachas v'achas is sleeping with five nidos, where it's one shame iser. You're going to be chayiv each, and you're going to be chayiv separately for each and every one of them. Sa'achos o shi'achos av shi'achos imo shein gimel shemos, where it's three separate shemos. Where it's three separate shemos of iser, einu din sheyichayv al kolachas v'achas. All the more so, you should be chayv separately for each and every one of them. That's the kal v'chomer. Says Gemara, there's a simple pirch on that kal v'chomer. Ikol nifrach male hinidos shekin gufin mechlakin. The reason you chayv separately for the five needles because they're five different people. But achoso sheyachos of sheyachosim is the same person. So granted, it's different shemos iser, but it's one person. Elo amar kra evras achoso kila lechayv al achoso sheyachos of sheyachosimo. So it's based on a pasuk, Ervas Achosugila, to tell me that you're chayiv on Achoso Shiachosav Shiachos Imo. How do you have such a case where your sister is also your father's sister, is also your mother's sister? It's got to be very creative in violating Averos. Amar Avad Barava, Mishkach Sabrisha Barishia. You can have it as long as the Rishos runs in the family, as long as you have two generations of Rishayim that are willing to try the following. Shabal Imova Holid Beis Banos. Generation one sleeps with his mother, and he has two daughters from sleeping with his mother. And then he sleeps with one of his daughters slash sisters, right? Because it's they share a mother. So with his daughter slash sisters, and he has a son from that daughter slash sister. And then that son sleeps with his mother's sister, which, by the way, Shehiachoso happens to be his own sister also because they share a father, and Shehiachosaviv, and it's his father's sister also because his father and her share a mother. Tahavale Rishia Barashia. So in that case, you have Rishia Barashia. That's how you can have a sister who's also your mother's sister, who's also your father's sister. Tan Rabbanan. If you sleep with her over and over again, you're chayv separately for each time, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Sleep with who over and over again? Says Rashi, alachas mikol arayos. Doesn't matter. Anybody, any of the arayos. Take any yisir. You keep being boal any of the arayos with one helim, one period of forgetfulness. You had no idea that this was your sister, let's say. And you keep sleeping with her over and over again, you're chayv al kalachas v'achas, according to Rabbi Eliezer. V'cham momrim, einu chayv alachas. Chum say, no, you're only chayv once. Umodim chacham the Rabbi Eliezer beba al hei nashav nidos bebasachas shuchayv al kolachas vachas hol v'hu garam lahen. But the Chumra Modet Rav Lazar, that if you sleep with your five wives who are all nidos at one time, meaning in one helim, that you chayv separately for each and every one of them, because they're going to be chayv separately. Hugar Mlen means each of them are going to have to bring their own Kabran Chataos, so if they're going to have to bring five Chataos collectively, then you also have to bring five Chataos for sleeping with them. So in that case, even the Chacham will be Modet Rav Eliezer. Amar Rav Lerav Nachman, Miyam Rinan Holv Hugar Mlen. Wait a second, do we normally use that Svara? Do we say that we count up the amount of karbanos they're going to have to bring, and that will necessarily determine the amount of karbanos that he's going to have to bring? Vatanya, hu behalmachas vihi behei halemos. We have a case where he's behelamachas and she's behelamos. She realizes in between each time she sleeps with him that there was that he's one of the arayos and that it's an iser. He does not realize. He has one long period of forgetfulness. So the halacha is he's only going to be chayv one carbon. She's going to be chayv multiple carbonos. But wait a second. If you say hol v'hu garam lahem, you should say that since he was gorim her, it was his ma'isabia that were gorim her five separate carbonos. Should also be chayv five separate karbanos. Ella, ema hol v'gufin mechlakin. No, the real reason why the hey nidos case, why you're going to be chayv separate karbanos, is not because they're chayv separate karbanos. Rather, it's because they're just different people. They're different bodies, and whenever it's with different bodies, so you're going to be chayv separate karbanos. So Yibayilahu. Katzar v'katzar mali yamar Rabbi Elazar. Let's leave Hilchos Arayos for a second. Let's talk Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say you're kotzer, and then you kotzer a little bit more in Hilchos Shabbos. What would Rabbi Eliezer say? Again, Rabbi Eliezer was the one who said by Arayos that you're chayev al kalachas v'achas, that if you keep sleeping with the same Arayos over and over again, you're chayev separately. What about doing the same Maisa Ketzira over and over again? Time to Rabbi Eliezer Hasam, Mishum Duhu, David Tartin, Vamto Lahach Yamr Chayev al Kalachas Vachas, Vachinami David Tartin. Is Rabbi Elazar because you did two separate Maisa Isser, Maisim of Isser? Over there you slept with her and then you slept with her again. And over here also you did a Maisa Isser multiple times, and therefore you should also be Chayev multiple times for the Ketzira. Odilma, Taimid Rabbi Elazar Hasa, Mishum Diev Shalal Arvin, Labio Zubazu, Amto Lahach Yamr Rabbi Elazar Chayev al Kalachas Vachas. Aval Katsar Kogrogos Vachazar Vachazar Kogrogos Palamachas, Kivin Dev Shalal Arvin Shte Grogos Vachas. Or maybe no, maybe the svar for Blazer was that by the multiple Maisabiyas, it was impossible to do them simultaneously. The only way to have multiple Maisabiyas is doing it in multiple actions. But over here, when you're being kotzer and then kotzer again, you could have just grabbed it all together at one shot and taken one big slice and cut all of it at one time. And therefore, maybe you should only be chayiv once over here. So Maisa, what's the din? What would Rabbi Elazar say in this case? So Amarabba, Taimid Rabbi Elazar Hasu Mishum Davitarti. Hachanami Avitarti. No, it all depends on how many times, how many Maisim of Yisra did you do. So by the Bios, it was multiple. Over here also, it's multiple Maisim, and therefore, you're going to be Chayiv separately. Rav Yosef, Amar Taimid Rabbi Elazar Hasu, Diev Shalal Arvin, Avlev Shalal Arvin, Einu Chayiv Alachas. Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef thinks the reason Rabbi Elazar holds the only Chayiv once by the Bios is because it's impossible to have more than one Bia at a time. But over here, it is possible to be Kotzer more than he was Kotzer at one time, and therefore, you're only going to be Chayiv once. Say, Svei Abaye le Rabba, Sabaye asks on Rabba. So again, we have this Machlokas, Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba is the one that held that you're chayiv multiple times from multiple ktsiros. So Abayas and Rabba, Rabbi Elazar mechayiv al vlade melachos b'makom avos melachos. Ha'av, v'basachas pater. We know that Rabbi Elazar holds yechayiv on a tolda b'makom av. Vlade melachos means toldos. A tolda b'makom av. You do an av and it's tolda, you're chayiv separately. The implication is, if you do the av multiple times, you're going to be pater. V'yamar times Rabbi Elazar mishum tegav v'tarti, am I pater? But if you hold it, all depends on the maisa, and as long as it was more than one maisa, you're going to be chayiv more than once, then why would Rabbi Elazar hold your pater if you do an av and then the av again? So Amar Mar Bered Ravino Bered Ravana Anav Rav Nechume Ber Zecharia Targimna Hachma Yaskinan Bidalias Hamudus Al Gabe Teina. It's where you have a vine that's wrapped around a fig. The cut san bibasachas, and you cut off the vine and the fig at the same time. Meaning the case where tolda and av that you chayev twice for the tolda and the av was not talking about where you do two separate actions, one the tolda and the other the av. It's where you manage to violate both the tolda and the av in a single maisa. And even so, Rabbi Elazar says you chayev separately for the tolda and for the av. But if it was obviously if it was an av in that case where it's a single maisa and you did the av multiple times, let's say you take one big slice and you cut off a whole bunch of wheat, so then obviously you're only going to be chayev one in that case. But that is not at all a raya to what Rabbi Elazar would hold if you do separate actions. So mishum hachi mechayev Rabbi Elazar hold v'shemus mechlakin v'gufin mechlakin. That's what Rabbi Elazar says you chayev for the tolda and the av because it's shemus mechlakin and gufin mechlakin. What exactly is the case? So Rashi fills us in exactly what the tolda and the av over here is cutting off the Teina, and these Muras Agafen and the grapevine, Yechayiv twice. For cutting off the Teina, the fruit, Yechayiv for Kotzer, and the cutting off the vine is a told of Kotzer, because Zomer Vitzarech Le'etzim is a told of Kotzer, meaning you're cutting off the vine because you want to use it for firewood. So Mele becomes a told of Kotzer. So you're doing Kotzer on the fig itself, and a told of Kotzer on the vine that's wrapped around the fig, all in one Maisa. That's where Rabbi Elazar says you're going to be chayiv separately for the av and the tolda. The kavasah katzar v'katzar hechi mishkachas l'demifter kon shekatzar shtei grogos basachas. So what's a case where you do the av twice and you're going to be pater? You're not going to be chayiv twice if bebasachas you do the av twice. You cut off a large amount all at one time. chayiv. But says Rav Yosef that if you or says Rabbi rather that if you are kotzer kugrogros and then you go and you're kotzer kugrogros again, then of course Rav Lez is going to say you're chayiv twice. It all depends on the maisa. And over here you did two. If you did two separate maisim, you're going to be chayiv multiple times. Rabbi Lezer holds that by Arayos, and he holds that by Hilchos Shabbos as well. Fine, so there's no kasha on Rabba or Rav Yosef for that matter, but no kasha on either Shita. So both possibilities of what Rabbi Lezer would hold by Hilchos Shabbos are still wide open. Fine, says the next Mishnah. Once we're discussing the shailas that Rabbi Kiva asked from Gamliel and Rabbi Shua at that time that he saw them in the market when they were going to buy the meat, so we tell another shaila. Va'ol shal Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva asked another shaila. Ever hamadul delus bebehema mahu. What if you have a dangling limb on an animal? An animal, meaning the shaila about the ever hamadul delus, we want to know, is it mitame mishum ever menachai? Ever menachai is mitame. So over here the limb isn't completely detached, but it's not attached enough to still be supported by the body. There's no blood flow, let's say. There's no real direct it's not gaining from being part of the body, so it's going to be detached eventually. It's just right now it's dangling. So what would the halacha be by an Eivra Hamadul Dalas of an animal? So Amrullah Lo Shamanus. They said, look, we don't know about that particular case, Aval Shamanu, but we do know about the following. Eivra Hamadul Dalas Ba Adam Shu Tahar. That if you have such a case by a person, that it's going to be Tahar. The Kach Hayu Mukei Shchin Osin B'Yerushalayim. And this is exactly what the Mukei Shchin used to do in Yerushalayim. Holichlo Erev Pesach. They would go on Erev Pesach every day so far in Krisus. I think we've had a Pesach connection, not quite as direct as this one, but they would go on Erev Pesach. Eitzel Arofe to the doctor. V'chodcho at Shemaniach B'Kesara. The Mukei Shchin needed an amputation. The problem is they didn't want to become Tamei because they wanted to be able to eat their Korban Pesach. So they'd go to the doctor on Erev Pesach. He would cut it off to the point where it's connected K'chut HaSa'ara, where it's still just barely connected. V'chodcho B'Sira V'Nimshach Mimenu. And then they would like attach it to the wall and run in the other direction, and then the limb would just come off. And in that way, nobody would be touching the limb as it came off. The doctor wouldn't be touching the limb. The patient wouldn't be touching the limb as it came off. Nobody would be tamei. The doctor would be able to make his Korban Pesach. The amputee would be able to make his Korban Pesach. So the Chacham said, and we think that it's a Kal V'Chomer, that if that's true, when it comes to the Eivra Hamadul Delus of an Adam, that it's not going to be mitamei, then the Eivra Hamadul Delus of a Behema is also not going to be mitamei. But that's the conversation. So says the Gemara Tanan Hasam Hamochik Esakrisha Vasochik Bisaaro Ubiksuso Mashka Shabitocha Me'enam B'Chiyutan. If let's say a person is squeezing a leek, crushing a leek, or squeezing out the liquid from his hair, or squeezing out liquid from a garment, the liquid that's still in the garment is not machshir lekabel tuma. Vayotzin menu arein b'chiyutan. But the liquid that comes out of the garment, out of the hair, out of the leek, is machshir lekabel tuma. Amr Shmuel Kresha Atzma Hukshra. Shmuel says the leak itself does become Hukshar. Well, wait a second, how does it become Hukshar? The liquid inside of it is not Makshir. It's only the liquid that's already been squeezed out that's Makshir. So it's Hukshar. My time, why is it Hukshar? Vishas Prisha Mimenu Hukshra. As the liquid was being squeezed out, it was Makshirit on the surface when it was coming out. So it's on its way out that it was able to be Makshirit. Vatnan, I frank the Gemara, but doesn't our Mishnah say Erev Pesach Holech Lo Eitzel Rofe? On Erev Pesach, you go to the doctor, and they take the mostly severed limb, pin it up against the wall, and just run in the other direction to make it become severed completely. And we say that it's not metame him on the way out. The limb on the way off is not metame the person. So why would you say that liquid on the way out of the beggar or on the way out of the hair is machshir? So or on the way out of the leak rather is machshir. So via b'shas prishas and hukshar, he can amia weaver medul b'shas prishas and adam nitamia l'adam. If you want to say that as something is on the way off, on the way out, that it's hukshar, so the same should be true by the aver of the adam, that on its way off, and while it's being yanked, It should be metame the adam. So it's more to the Gemara of Yosef. Benitazim b'kol kochan. Hachanan benitazim b'kol kochan. Now the case by the limb is it comes off with all with tremendous force all at one time. So it's not like dangling off. It comes off slowly dangling is not the word. It's not like slowly sliding off where it's still in contact after it's already removed, after it's already detached. No, it comes off with force where the second it's detached, it's far away from you. It's not touching you anymore. So just like Rav Yosef said, Nitazim Kol Kochan, our case of the limb, we have to say Nitazim Kol Kochan. Where did Rav Yosef say anything about Nitazim Kol Kochan? Ve'hecha itmet Rav Yosef. What's the original context of Rav Yosef's statement of Nitazim Kol Kochan, Bekol Kochan? Aha, his original context was on the following Tosefta in Machshirin. Zav v'tamim meis, so you mahalchim, v'yodu aleim g'shamim. Let's say you have a Zav and a tamim meis that were walking, and it was raining on them. Afal pi shesochtin, even though shesochtin mitzada elyon mitzada tachton, tahorim, she'in mechashvin ella, okay, there's a girsos over here, ella la'achar shiyatsu mikulan, whatever they squeeze from the top of their beged down to the bottom part of their beged is not going to be metame, because we only count that which comes out entirely. Yatsu mikulan are machshirin, but that which comes out entirely is machshir lekabel tuma. And the Shittim Gvetza says we take out some words. Yatsu mikulan are machshirin v'tahorin and then they're still tahor, and the words shein achshav nelachshi yatsu migufa elachshi yatsu migufa are taken out. Fine, so we skip the parentheses. Amrav Yosef b'nitaz mikol kochan. So Rav Yosef answers, no, the case over there is it's nitaz mikol kochan, and therefore on its way out it's not machshir. Meaning the question was, how could it be that you're going to say that it's machshir and that it's still tahar? What do you mean? It's touching a zav, it's touching a tamei meis. How could the beged still be tahar? Shouldn't it be machshir? Shouldn't the liquid that you're squeezing out of the beged be machshir on its way out? So Rav Yosef says, no, you squeeze it out in such a way where it just squirts right out. So since it squirts right out, it's not going to be machshir the beged, and therefore the beged will not become tamei from the zav or the tamei meis that it is touching. Fine. Next Mishnah. V'inshallah Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva didn't let them alone. They were trying to prepare for the wedding, and he was going to get all the shaylas. So Rabbi Akiva also asked, Hashokhei Rizvachim b'chutz b'elamachas mahu. What if a person shechts five korbanos b'chutz? It's violates shechutei chutz on five different animals in one helim. So what's the din? Chayv al kalachas v'achas o achas al kulan? Is he chayv separately or one big chiv? Amru lo shamanu. They said, well, again, we don't know. We don't have any direct tradition about what the halach is in that case. Amri Rabbi Yeshua says, Shemati ba'ochel mizevach echad, mehei tamchuyin behel machas, shu chayav al kol achas v'achas mishumi'ila. So Rabbi Yeshua says, I have a similar case. I do have a tradition about a case where if you eat from one karban, from five different tamchuyin, from five different pots, in one period of helim, that you chayv separately from mishumi'ila for five different acts of mi'ila, for getting hana'a from hegdish, from five different pots of food, even though it was all one karban. And it seems to me this is the first time that we don't have to change the gears to Ro and Anu, because up until now it was Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel that were responding to all of Rabbi Kiva's shaylas. For some reason this time it was only Rabbi Yoshua that responded, it wasn't Rabbi Gamliel. So it was Ro Ani in the singular, and it seems to me that it's a Kal V'chomer, that if you're going to be chayiv for a single korban, five mi'ilos, because they're in five different pots, so I would think that if you do five different korbanos, shchut echutz, they're going to be chayiv five separate isurim. So I'm Rabbi Shimon, lokach shalom Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that wasn't Rabbi Akiva's shayla. We misunderstood a shayla. Because if that was a shayla, the answer doesn't fit the shayla. We'll see in the Gemara why not. Elba ochon noser michamisha zvachim behalam achas ma'u. Chayiv al achas al kulun, chayiv al kol achas v'achas. His real shayla was not if you shecht, do shchut echutz and five different animals. It's if you eat nosar from five different korbanos. Are you chayiv separately or is it one large chiv? So I'm lo shamanu. So they said we don't have any tradition. I'm Rabbi Shua Shamati. Rabbi Shua says I heard ba'ochel mizav achach behit amchuyim behalamachas shu chayiv al kol achas v'achas mishum meila v'ro ani shadvar mkal v'chomer, that I heard that if you eat again the same Vardi says same idea that Rabbi Shua says you eat from a single carbon that in five different pots that you chayiv meila separately for each and every one of them. Amalu Rabbi Akiva, im halacha nekabel, im ledin yesh tshuva. He says, if it's some sort of Kabbalah that you have, I have no way to argue on it, but if you're saying that logically, because it's in five different tamchuyin, you're going to be chayiv five separate milos, nah, I think there's a response to that. So Amalu Hashev, they said, v'vakasha, please tell us what the response is. What do you think is incorrect about it? So Amar, v'lom amarta v'mi'ilo, shosabas ha-machil ka-ochel, v'samahane k'nene, tzirif ha-sami'ilo d'zman meruba, tomer v'nosar, shein v'achas me'elu. So he says, you can't bring a raya from mi'ilo to nosar. Mi'ilo has a whole slew of chumras that we don't have by nosar. For instance, you make the machil ka-ochel, if I give you basar kodesh to eat, I violate Mi'ila. The one who feeds is like the one who eats himself. Mahana kenene. I give you to be nene. I get an Isra of Mi'ila because I'm the one that's taking it out of Rishos Hegdash. And it's Mitzarif Lizman Meruba. If I'm nene today with a Chatzi Pruto worth of Hana'a, and then 3 years down the road I'm nene another Chatzi Pruto worth of Hana'a, it's Mitzarif for one Isra of Mi'ila. Where do we ever have that by anything else? There's no such thing by Nosar. So it's Dafka Chumra of Mi'ila. They can be chayav all these separate kabanos. But that's not a din that could be applied easily to anywhere else. The Radal writes that when Rabbi Kiva says Malach and the Kabbal, b'pshuto, what he means to say is that he's telling Rabbi Shua that if you mekabel the Kal v'chomer from your Rebbeim, so then it'll have to be mekabel it. Otherwise, if you were not mekabel the Kal v'chomer, you're just saying it on your own, but it wasn't Kabbalah from your Rebbe, then I have kashas on it. So the Radal says, but in the Mishnah it's clear where he got the Kal v'chomer. He says, Roa ani, shadvarim Kal v'chomer. He made up the Kal v'chomer on the spot. So the Radal says that maybe you have to say different, that im halachi nekabel means if it's not a kal v'chomer, if it weren't a kal v'chomer, meaning you, Rabbi Shua, are saying that it's kal v'chomer, if it were some sort of halachal Moshe Mitzrayim or some sort of Mesorah, I would have to accept it. But because you're saying it's a kal v'chomer, I don't have to accept it, and that's why I'm going to go on the attack. That's how Rabbi Akiva responds. So says in my question to Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon think that Rabbi Akiva's original Shaila could not have been about Shchut Eichutz and has to be about Nosar? What was so bad about it being about Shchut Eichutz? So Haka Kashle, Ma Raya L'Shochet Me'ochal, how can you bring a Raya for Shchut Eichutz from a case that Rabbi Yeshua brings the Raya from of eating from a Zevach, which is Nisra Me'ila? Ma La'ochal Shkenene, when you're Ochal, you're getting a Na'ah. That's why you're Chayiv separately. When you're Shecht Bechutz, you're not getting any a Na'ah. So elakach sholos. So now we go through the whole Mishnah again. So rather, this is what he asked him, like we said in the Mishnah. Ha'ochal nosar mi'chamesh zvachim be'alamachas maru chayiv b'chalachas v'achas v'achas al kulan. If you eat nosar from five different kabanos, are you chayiv one or are you chayiv five separate things? I'm lolo shemano. He says, I don't know. I'm Rabbi Shua Shemati. Rabbi Shua says, well, I have a case that maybe can answer this question because I have a case. Ha'ochal mizavachach mi'chamesh tamchuin be'alamachas shchayiv b'chalachas v'achas mishum me'ila v'roan ishad v'arm. That you chayiv five separate meilos for eating the same animal from five different pots. And I think it's a kal v'chomer, except now we explain what the kal v'chomer is. Mami zevach echad she'ein gufin muchlakin. Chayiv al kalachas v'achas mishum tamchuin muchlakin. If a single korban, which is not gufin muchlakin, it came from one animal, still you're going to be chayiv separately because they're in five different pots. Chamishas vachim de gufin muchlakin lo kol shekein. So when you have five separate korbanos where it is gufin muchlakin, all the more so you're going to be chayiv separately for five different pots. That was the kal v'chomer that Rabbi Shua suggested to Rabbi Kiva. And again, Rabbi Kiva's response was, don't bring me any rayas from Me'ila. Me'ila is a totally different story. Me'ila has all of its own chumras. Shittim Gvetza says we're supposed to skip from here until the two dots. So let's just mention a quick word about Me'ila. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shkagos, Paraktas Halachatas, another chumra that you have by Me'ila that you don't have by other Yisurim, by Nosar. He says, Yesh b'Me'ila, Shrei Asaba HaMahana Kenene, U'mitzaref Zman Meruba, and then he adds, U'shliach Sha'asal Shlichuso, Chayiv HaMishalayach. That we say that there's Yeshliach Lidvar Avera by Me'ila. So the Mir Korka says that even though that's not mentioned in the Mishnah, it is a Din Mefurish in the Gemara and Kiddushin that Bekala Torah Kula ain't Shliach Lidvar Avera, but by Me'ila there is Shliach Lidvar Avera. So that's why the Rambam paskins it over here as well. He adds it to the list. The Aruch HaNer says the Rambam must have understood Mahana Kenene differently than Rashi did. Because what's the difference between Machil Ka'ochel and Mahana Kenene? The way Rashi understands it is the guy who gives you the Me'ila is also in violation. The guy who gives you the is also in violation of Mila. The Rambam must have understood that one of these lines, Mahana Kenene, is saying Yeshliach Lidvar Avera, and that's why he puts them all together. But that's a special chiddush that you dafka by Mila. So Be'ez Hashem will pick up at the two dots tomorrow at the bottom of the page. Okay.